Jones was fired by the tribal council in October and rehired late last month. His first full day back on the job was Monday, and he took part in Monday's meeting of the tribal council chaired by Tina Sakamoto.
First of all, Mr. Bruce Jones, I would like to welcome you to PIA.
Woo! Jones gave a brief report to the council and said he would start advertising this week for applicants for two jobs at the PIA. Jones said the grant writer's job would be changed to a grants compliance officer,
whose duties will be to research, apply for, obtain grants, and then once we have new grants, we will. That person will also be the one that makes sure that all we are in compliance with them, making sure that the reports are in on time, money's used properly, and all of that kind of work. So it's gone from a 20-hour week to a 40-hour week job.
The council decided to fire the organization's grant writer at the same time it rehired Jones. The tribal administrator also plans to seek a full-time on-site financial officer and human resources manager. That person will replace a chief financial officer who worked for the PIA from Anchorage. Jones told the council he would have people working on an interim basis in both those positions until he hires someone permanently. In other updates, the council heard about Tlingit cultural grant programs involving the PIA and the Petersburg Public Library. A $150,000 grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services has funded a project locally called Many Voices, One Community, with cultural education for library programs and the schools, along with community dialogue. Library employee Jessica Iramia is the grant's cultural and education coordinator. She sought PIA support to apply for another $150,000 grant from the same source to continue the programs funded in the first grant. Iramia said the new project would be called Rekindling Our Heritage, Awakening Our Future, and would focus on three different areas identified by tribal members.
One of them is to develop and launch a digital archive for the public, for everybody to access. We would like to put photographs, video and audio information on there, and to do this would be able to allow anybody to have access to local tribal information. And everybody that we talked to said this was incredibly important.
Iramia said the other areas of focus would be cultural programming, or sharing Tlingit cultural knowledge and experience, and the third area would be rediscovery of Tlingit culture and roots in the community. Tribal Council member Jeanette Ness commended Iramia and the library staff for their work on the current grant.
It's great that the whole community has an opportunity to learn about the Tlingit culture, and you made efforts to sort of go outside the box and not include, well, and to include projects that might not have been done before. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I hope you're able to continue all of those.
The council unanimously approved a resolution supporting the new grant application in partnership with the public library. Council members Chris Lopez and Marianne Rainey were not at the meeting. In other business, the council members also heard about plans for the upcoming parade and celebration of Elizabeth Paradovich Day, February 16th. Dancers from CAKE will be attending and taking part, according to organizer Brenda Louise.
This year we hope to have, instead of marching from Trading Union to Scandia House singing Onward Christian Soldiers, we're going to interrupt it and have the CAKE tribal dancers perform in the center and actually kind of draw more attention. But we really would like to get much more communication out to our tribal members to bring regalia or bring ANS or ANB hats and kaganas and participate and really make this an even bigger celebration than last year.
That parade is planned for Saturday, February 16th at 4 p.m. with a potluck to follow at 5:30 at the ANB ANS Hall. And the CAKE dancers will also be giving presentations in the schools on Friday, the day before. The Tribal Council plans to hold its future monthly meetings on the first Monday of each month at 6 p.m. in the conference room at the Hollingstad Paradovich Building. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.